This is shiur number 9 in our series on Avodas HaBitochen. While we have previously defined Bitochen as the internal acceptance of Hashem's will, many sources emphasize that success and good outcomes are achieved as a merit of that Bitochen. Although worldly success is not the definition of Bitochen, it is an undeniable result of it. Rav Chaim Vital in Shari Kedusha Chelek Beis Shar Dalet, he states that there's no greater level that a person can attain the Bitochen. He quotes a pasuk, Ashrei Kol Chosei Bo, praiseworthy are those who rely on him. He explains that because someone believes Hashem is the Kol Yochol and is watching over us, they merit the blessing of Yirmiyahu, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach BaHashem V'Hoya Hashem Yiftachli. Blessed is the man with Bitochen in Hashem, and Hashem will be his security. He explains, Miftachli is from the Lashon of a promise. Hashem is promising him that he will not lack in any of his sustenance or livelihood. He adds, the pasuk, Hashlich al Hashem yehavcho, v'hu yichalkelecho, cast your burden upon Hashem, and he will sustain you. However, he notes this is on condition, that it is true reliance with your whole heart, without any doubts in your betochen. Rabbeinu Bechaya says in the Kara Kemach, he explains that when a person relies on Hashem Yisbarach, the Midas HaChesed that sustains the world will specifically sustain him. This Chesed will surround him from all sides, as it says in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Yud, HaVahapiteach BaHashem Chesed Yisoy Vevenu. And one who relies on Hashem shall be surrounded by kindness. The next Pasuk says, Simchu BaHashem V'gilu Tzadikim, be glad in Hashem and rejoice, righteous ones. The Radak states that as a result of Bitochen, you will be given an abundance of good, and you will rejoice in that good you received. It also explicit in the Rav Avram ben Arambam, in the Sefer HaMaspik Lo'ivet Hashem, he says, HaVitech BaHashem Yeshula Be'inyin Parnososoi. Somebody who relies on Hashem in his Parnoso is considered to be from the people that listen to the voice of Hashem. Hashem will repay him as a reward for his betochen. With a Parnosa Kalo, an easy sustenance, he will be able to sustain himself and provide Parnosa in an easy way, like David HaMelech said in Tehillim Perikov Kuf Chav Zayin Pasuk Beis, Ke Yitein Ledidoi Sheino, which means, like we explained earlier in the Sefer Masvik, Hashem will be Marchet Parnasosa, he will broaden his Parnasa. The Chavetz Chaim in Sefer Nefutzos Yisrael Perikhes states that strengthening oneself in Midas HaBetochen brings an immediate result, we are Vaday Baruchah L'toich Beisot. Blessing certainly comes into his home. Like it says, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach BaHashem. And therefore, the Chavetz Chaim says, referring to the times that he lived in, there are many difficult times that exist in our world, and there are almost no source of parnasa through Derech HaTeva, natural means. And for that reason, says the Chavetz Chaim, we need to rely on Hashem and know that He could save us. And for sure, says the Chavetz Chaim, through the fact that we rely on Him, Hashem will send bracha. He concludes that relying on him, Hashem will surely send his bracha from his holy dwelling. In the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Aleph, Sif Katan Yugimel, he rules that through daily reciting of the Parshas Haman, Miftach Loi Shaloi Yisma'adu Mezoinoisav, it's promised that his sustenance will not decrease. This works as a person is believing that sustenance comes from Hashkacha Pratis and through and not through any riboy shtadlis, and any additional shtadlis will not help. Bitochen, that it's only coming from Hashem. Bitochen is also the primary catalyst for delivering someone from crisis. It says in Mishnah Tehillim, Perek Lamed Hey, commenting on the pasuk Mizmor LeDavid, Becho Hashem Chasisi, and you Hashem I have relied. It says that when Klal Yisrael go into shuls and they tell Hashem that they rely on Him, He responds, "Shekol misha b'teach b'shmi ani matziloi." Anyone who relies on me, on my name, I will save him. Also brought down in Talmud Yerushalmi, Madrigas Adam brings down from Talmud Yerushalmi Perek Aleph in Darkei Bitochen. He records a story of a man. The Yerushalmi records a story of a man walking on a path who was not relying on Hashem and ended up having to feed his donkey to an animal. The story asks what caused him to be saved afterward, and answers that he was saved because in the end he relied on his creator. Also in the Chayvus Avavos in Shar Bitachon, he states that a result and reward of Bitachon is that you will be saved from a tzara, even if that tzara was naturally destined to come upon you. There's a Rabbein Bechaya at the end of Parshas Ekev, which states, Miyo ish ha-yare v'sham Hashem v'tochoy. He relies on him, yinotzal min ha-tzara, and he will be saved from the tzara, even though the tzara was destined to come upon him, and in the merit of relying on Hashem, is how Klal Yisrael got the gula from Mitzrayim. The entire salvation from Mitzrayim, says Rabbein Bechaya, was a result of Bitachon that Klal Yisrael had. Citing the Midrash Tehillim, he notes that Klal Yisrael cried out when they escaped Egypt because they cried out, "Becha batchu v'lo yishu," and you, they rely and were not ashamed. Concluding, "Hakol b'zchus habitachon," everything was in the merit of our bitachon. The ultimate segula, einoy b'vadoi, and this is something that's very explicit in the Kuntres Habitachon of the Beis Halevi, where he writes, "A chazik liboy v'dechoynoy." A person should strengthen himself on relying on Hashem. Establish in his heart that there's nobody that can seek help from where he can seek help. And he brings from the Nefesh HaChaim that if a person sees himself in a tzara, he should think deeply about the Achdus HaBorei, the oneness of the Creator. Ein Oyin Mavada, there's none beside him. This practice is a segula nifla, a wonderful remedy to remove and nullify all judgments and others' wills. Practical steps. A person must rely by koveya b'libo, fixing in his heart that Hashem is the only true source and there's no other power in the world. One must achieve complete nullification where they are not noticing any other power or will in the world, sticking their thoughts solely on Hashem Hayochid. Through this, they will have Yeshuas and whatever they are relying on Hashem for. And there's a famous letter that was written from Rav Zev Misalant to his son, Rav Shmuel Misalant, brought in the Ar Yisrael, Simon Chavdalad, Tachsor Tomid ala Piskei Ashkocha u'bitochoy v'Yeshua. Constantly review these psukei v'tochon, Kavei ala Hashem ki hu yoitzi mireshes ragli. Put your hope to Hashem, for he will pull my feet from the net. That he says explicitly, that he constantly review these psukim of bitachon that will take you out of the trouble that you're found in. Even the Chazon Ish confirms this link, reliance, and divine providence. He says in the Chayush Mishra, Barbasa Semin Hey, Sif Katan Yurches, the Chazon Ish writes that Tamid HaChachamim do not need protection because they are not subject to the nature, because their Torah protects them. Hashkochos HaBoirei, divine providence is commensurate with the level of bitachon where a person is mashlich yahofcha al boirei, casting his burden on the Creator. He also brings down in the Kovitz Igrois Chelik Aleph Ageris Beis. He explicitly states, Kol she yoshim adam v'tachoy bo yisparach kein yase v'chein yatsliach. In accordance with how much one relies on him, he shall. So shall he rise and so shall he succeed. Now, we are left with a significant question to resolve. How does, Shir 7 and 8, which defines Bitachon as the acceptance of Hashem's will, even if it's quote-unquote bad, and we said, Komand Avid, Rachman Tav Avid, reconcile with this Shir, which states, relying on Hashem is actually guaranteed success and salvation. If true bitachon involves viewing the bad outcome as potential result of Hashem's judgment, how can we also say that bitachon is the very key that brings about a good outcome? We will continue to address all these questions in future shiurim. Have a great night.